Netanyahu to Iranians, peace coming sooner than people think. By Joel B. Polak on December 12, 2024. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the Iranian people in a speech Thursday in which he urged them to rise up against their government and promised them a future of peace and prosperity when Iran is free. The speech, Netanyahu's third in recent months, came as Israel reportedly considered plans to attack Iran's nuclear program, which is vulnerable after Israel destroyed almost 90% Syria's air defenses after the fall of the Assad regime this week. Israel also destroyed Iran's air defenses in an attack in October, which was a response to a massive ballistic missile attack by Iran earlier that month. Iran also attacked Israel with ballistic missiles, drones, and cruise missiles in April. The speech was posted on YouTube, and a transcript was provided by Israel's government press office. People of Iran. As we see history unfold before our very eyes, I can only imagine what you're feeling right now. Your oppressors spent over $30 billion supporting Assad in Syria. Today, after only 11 days of fighting, his regime collapsed into dust. Your oppressors spent billions supporting Hamas in Gaza. Today their regime lies in ruins. Your oppressors spent over $20 billion supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon. In a matter of weeks, most of Hezbollah's leaders, its rockets and thousands of its terrorists went up in smoke. The money your oppressors stole from you literally went up in smoke. You must be furious imagining the new roads, schools, hospitals that could have been built with the tens of billions of dollars your dictators wasted backing terrorists who lose over and over and over again. Do you know why Iran's oppressors keep losing? It's not only because they are incompetent and cruel. They are. It's because they seek to conquer other nations, to impose fundamentalist tyranny on the Middle East, on the entire world. The only thing Israel seeks is to defend our state. But in so doing, we're defending civilization against barbarism. The historic events we witness today are a chain reaction to the pounding of Hamas, the decimation of Hezbollah, the targeting of Nasrallah, the blows we deliver to the Iran regime's axis of terror. And all this came as President Trump pointed out this week, because of Israel and its fighting success. I want to make clear. Israel wants peace. We want peace with all those who truly want peace with us. And I have no doubt that you, the people of Iran, know this. I know that just as we want peace with you, you want peace with us. But you suffer under the rule of a regime that subjugates you and threatens us. You know what this regime is truly terrified of? It's terrified of you, the people of Iran. And one day, I know that. One day this will change. One day Iran will be free. Women, life, freedom. Zan, Zindagi, Azadi. That is the future of Iran. That is the future of peace. And I have no doubt that we will realize that future together, a lot sooner than people think. I know and I believe we will transform the Middle East into a beacon of prosperity, progress and peace. Thank you. Earlier Thursday, Breitbart News reported that elements of the Iranian establishment are considering regime change because of the failure of Iran's revolutionary leadership and its strategy of promoting terrorism and war abroad. The imminent return of President Donald Trump in January has also presented opportunities for change in Iran, as Trump promises to allow Israel to do what is necessary to defend itself and to restore maximum pressure on Iran. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.